ESPN Radio on the ESPN app, also SiriusXM Channel 80, along with Jordan Cornette. I'm Jeff Dickerson. Pleased to be joined now by Trevor Plouffe, a former Major League Baseball player, 9-year career, the co-host of the Talking Baseball podcast on John Boy Media. Trevor is with us on ESPN Radio. Trevor, thank you very much for giving us some time this evening. When you saw Max Scherzer's comments last night, what was your reaction?
I thought it was awesome. You know, this latest, you know, attempt with MLB to throw that kind of proposal at the players was essentially to drive a stake down the middle and divide the union. And I thought it was cool to see him come out and say something, especially considering he's on the 8-man committee that's heading up these negotiations for the union, and he's a big part of the game. So to see a big name come out like that and really say what everyone is thinking, I think a lot of guys in the league are happy with that and now feel like they can kind of come out and talk about it as well.
Trevor, you had an interesting tweet that kind of made me just roll my eyes thinking, I can imagine this is going to be the approach. Trevor, you said, here's a theory that makes too much sense not to post. Owners want to play the least amount of regular season games possible. 60 is the number. Baseball needs to have a full postseason. They will continue to run the clock out until 60 games is the only possibility. Do you truly believe that this is where their mindset is at and how they're going to play this thing out?
I think this has been a fluid situation from the beginning. You know, when we first had an agreement in March and the players and the owners came together so quickly, I thought, that's strange. That doesn't usually happen so fast that I thought this was a circumstance that needed that to happen. And now we've seen that the owners have thought the situation was fluid the whole time. And, you know, as we dive more and more into the financials or whatever they've allowed people to see, it's obvious that they think they're going to lose money during the regular season. This is what they're saying. Do we know if it's true? They won't open the books, so we don't know. But what they're saying is for every game they play in the regular season, they're going to lose some money. Postseason revenue, especially an expanded postseason revenue, is where they're going to, you know, recoup some of these so-called losses. So in my thinking, it's let's get to these 60 games. Let's get this season in as few amount of games as possible, and then we'll just try to reap as much revenue as we can in the postseason. It makes a ton of sense to me, and it's funny because the players went the opposite way or are going to go the opposite way in the proposal. They're going to propose 110 games. So this really has – I mean, the two sides are very far apart right now, and we are. We're running out of time.
Trevor Plouffe is with us on Spain & Company on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. You mentioned, Trevor, I mean, the owners won't open the books. So I guess – how can the players trust the owners? I think is the biggest question. And doesn't it seem pretty obvious to you? And I know you, when you were a player for 9 years, I mean, do players really trust the owners when it comes to financials?
Well, we really haven't had to. You know, we don't share in that revenue. Whatever they make and whatever their profits are, they get those, they keep those, we get some licensing, and we get our contracts. So it really hasn't been approached. It hasn't been approached, you know, a revenue split. This year, it just so happens to be a year where the revenue is going to be down after, you know, 4 or 5 years of record-setting revenue. Now they didn't formally propose this, but they leaked it to the media. They wanted a 50-50 revenue sharing system. That's all fine and good, but, you know, if I'm a guy that gets offered that, I want to see what the revenue is. So they kind of open themselves up to that question. You know, if you want to share revenues now, okay, let's open the books. Obviously, that's not going to happen, especially when we're 1 year away from having to collectively bargain again with the owner. So I think they put themselves in a weird situation floating that idea of revenue sharing out because none of them want to open the books. We know that for a fact.
You know, Trevor, I'm trying to understand another Trevor here, a guy that's a little bit tough to understand at times. Sometimes I think he says things that are pretty sharp, and as you well know, sometimes he just leaves you scratch your head. Trevor Bauer, that is, who called out Scott Boras, the super agent who represents a lot of top-level talent, but a lot of talent in the major leagues. He basically, Trevor Bauer, told Boras to keep his personal agenda out of the MLBPA, to summarize it, basically doesn't want him in family business is how I took it. Is there any other motivation or reason behind Bauer basically calling out Boras, not by name, just mentioning an agent who might have a personal agenda, why that would irritate him? Because it seems like Scott Boras is standing alongside these players and clearly has their best interest in mind.
Yeah, I think he did name Scott in a follow-up tweet. So, you know, Trevor, he's got his own views on things. You know, I don't think he speaks for all the players, and that's okay. And in this instance, yes, I do think Scott is aligned with the players. I think they both have the same goals in mind. He wants to keep his players safe. He wants to make them as much money as possible. The union is kind of lining that up as well. We want to, the union wants their players safe. They want to make as much money as possible, too. But Scott has had instances in the past where, yeah, he's had an agenda, a personal agenda. And I can see where Trevor's coming from saying, like, look, this really isn't your fight. Stay out. Now, if I'm part of the union, which I'm not anymore, I'm okay with listening to guys, you know, taking some outside counsel here on how to go with these negotiations. This isn't exactly something that, you know, we've had to encounter before. Like, a global pandemic is something new for everybody. So I'm okay with hearing outside counsel. It doesn't mean Scott's making any decision. He's going to influence his clients regardless, but I think it's okay if, you know, he's in the discussion a little bit. Like I said, he has no power to make any decisions. I just think it's okay to listen to some people sometimes, get a different point of view.
Trevor Plouffe is our guest on Spain and Company with Jeff Dickerson, Jordan Cornett on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. As a guy that spent a couple of years in the minors, Trevor, before you made the big leagues, I mean, how crushing is this? I mean, how disappointing is this for these poor minor leaguers that aren't making the money right now? Now it sounds like there could be 1,000 guys losing their job because of this in the minors.
Yeah, you know, this is, it's crazy. You know, I know that Major League Baseball is working towards a contraction proposal. Obviously, the shorter draft this year means there's going to be less minor leaguers next year as well. This whole thing's kind of a mess. And in some regards, I think these guys are okay with getting released. At least they can collect unemployment. And my understanding is the A's haven't released anybody. They've just told all their players that we're not going to be paying them anymore. We're not releasing you. You can't go get a job. You can't become a free agent. You can't collect unemployment. You're just an employee that's not going to be getting paid. I think that's criminal. You know, releasing these guys, I think, you know, obviously it's not the best scenario, but something obviously better than what the A's have done. But that whole system is being shaken up, and it's unfortunate that there's really nobody bargaining for these guys. And I think this might be a time for the Players Association to finally take care of some of those guys, knowing that they're the future of the union as well. So that's always a topic that is discussed within the players union. It's just hard to tackle both sides right now. This is a very trying time for MLBPA and what they're facing with the donors. And to add on to this as well, if you're just taking a look at baseball from the outsider's perspective, it's a mess right now.
You know, Trevor, I know we in the beginning part of this interview touched on that theory that maybe the owners are trying to run the clock until 60 games is the only possibility. You also mentioned that what we all know right now is from the Scherzer comments that baseball, the players are very far one way, and the owners, when this proposal comes down the pipeline of 100-plus games, the owners don't want to take that kind of loss, clearly, to have that many games. So now we've identified that they're so far on both sides. Who has the leverage here? What is the most predictable next step? Because somebody's going to have to compromise here.
I wish I could tell you. You know, I go back and forth on days if there's going to be baseball this year or not. You know, I would say this is the least amount of leverage the owners have had in a long time. You know, they can't afford to have no season this year, a possible holdout next year, and then a strike. Like, baseball won't survive that. Players obviously don't want that. Every single player I talk to just wants to go play. They want to make sure it's safe, and they want to be treated fairly. And I don't think either of those things have been, you know, agreed upon. I don't know if the health proposal was talked about, and they think they're going to get that done. The money is very far apart right now. So I think that 60-game proposal is kind of the most, if I had to bet on something, that's what I would bet on, just because I think that's what the owners are looking for. They want the least amount of games possible and the most postseason games possible. They're going to get that with the expanded playoffs.